Exercise change.
What role do you think preparation plays in making a big change?
Oh, it plays a huge amount. For example, when you're about to start a program, the best attitude to go in is with one of excitement.
Okay.
When you've talked yourself up, this is going to be great, I'm going to have a lot of fun, I'm ready for it, sleeves are rolled up, and I'm about to go.
Mm.
If you get into that preparation by making decisions about yourself and making decisions for change.
Mm.
So if you go into a program and you haven't done that mental preparation of getting ready, it is going to be harder at the start. And it's a matter of capturing that freshness from time to time as you go about something.
So ideas on doing that?
Ideas on doing that?
Yeah, recapturing some of that freshness and getting excited again.
Well, one of the things to do is to look back at where you've come from and congratulate yourself.
Right.
You know, one of the things we say on our program is the achievements are the achievement of the member.
Mm.
They're not the achievement of the coach. The coach has just sat back and thrown a bit of stuff about and chatted and been friendly.
Okay.
The achievements are those of the person. So you want to... Some Kiwis are... They're funny about achievement. There's the tall poppy syndrome. I don't want to skite about myself. But hey, it's good to pat yourself on the back when you've achieved something. So one bit of preparation is preparing yourself for success and then enjoying it.
Mm.
But there's also the preparation of simply making sure you've got the right gear, you've got the right food available in your house, you've done the shopping that you need to do to get the things that you need to have, so you're not caught unawares and trapped into not being able to do something.
Mm. It's like you mentioned earlier with the chips. If you haven't done your shopping and you haven't got good food to eat in the house and you're hungry and there's chips there, chances are, you know, you might...
Yeah, everyone knows the worst time to go shopping is when you're hungry.
Yeah.
You know, you don't make smart decisions.